about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Online criticism and online blogs and posts that could destroy your restaurant, your company, your reputation is now an epidemic. And people want to know how to handle it, what to do, what not to do. Some of you have been watching what's been going on with the Amy's Baking Company. This is a company that was on Kitchen Nightmares. I usually don't watch Kitchen Nightmares, which is I love Gordon Ramsay and watching Hell's Kitchen and stuff, but I guess it was on one Friday night, and she had asked them to help because she was getting online complaints, and it was hurting her reputation, and she was upset about it. And from what we understand, she couldn't take Ramsay's criticism to help improve. He walks out on the show, and now they're getting more complaints, and the way they're handling it is pretty bad. So that's been kind of in the news, and you know, it's been, you know, sensationalized, and everyone's been talking about that, but this is actually a real problem for many of you that own companies, many of you that have pretty vulnerable organizations that receive traffic online. What to do if you get a bad rap online that could go social, viral? How do you stop it? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the richest man in the world and how it's, of course, one of our Americans this time, toppling over a Mexican mobile phone tycoon, Carlos Slim. We'll talk about that. Blows your mind, the money we're talking about. American Airlines is now allowing travelers to come on board easier, but you got to be careful because it may actually cost you more. So we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, as well as any medical headlines, science headlines, health headlines, or any headlines whatsoever as they come in. And we're here to answer your questions at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Bill Gates is the world's richest man for the first time since 2007. Apparently last year it was Carlos Slim, but the Mexican Congress had, I guess, passed this bill to that affected Carlos Slim's, I guess, monopoly on the mobile phone system. And so it allowed Bill Gates to step in and win. Of course, Bill Gates founded Microsoft back in 1976. We know he's always been on the top 10 earners. We know that. But I guess he's at, what, $72 billion is his fortune. Warren Buffett comes in third. Amancio Ortega Gaona is Europe's richest person. I guess, let's see, they say a bill passed by Mexican Congress aimed at breaking up Slim's near monopoly on the country's telecom industry through a flagship from American Mobile SAB saw his net wealth plummet by 14%. I guess he lost $3 billion on that one. Meanwhile, Gates improved his income 15% after his investment portfolio, which of course has a large stake in Microsoft, did well over the last couple years. Warren Buffett's net wealth is $59.7 billion, and I guess he is $3.7 billion richer than Amancio Ortega Gaona, Europe's wealthiest person, whose Spanish clothing company, Inditex, I guess owns the high street chain Zara. I wouldn't know. I usually go to Mervyn's and JCPenney for my clothes. So, you know, when you look at this money, I mean, what do people do? If their net worth is $72.7 billion and somebody goes up to them and goes, you know what? You just made one more $1 billion. Okay, to you and I, we would be peeing in our pants. We would pass out. We would be in a coma hearing that. Yet somebody, I guess, who makes $72.7 billion, if that number goes up to $73.7 billion, does it even affect them? That's crazy to think you know, living in a world like that where billions and millions just trickle up and down throughout the day. But yeah, my guess too. I mean, they may have money in the stock market. They may lose $5 million one day in the stock market. They're going to go, oh, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Just blows your mind. Well, congratulations for an American making that money. I mean, Bill Gates, I mean, they're putting their monies to good use, aren't they? You know, wanting to design a condom that helps prevent AIDS. Isn't there like a $1 million grant for that? And they do a lot of things. They do a lot of, you know, I know people get mad that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. But I got to tell you, with this recession, a lot of people that used to be rich aren't rich anymore. No way. So, if he's a hard worker, good for him. I don't know much about Bill Gates. I don't know much about Carlos Slim. Don't know much about these people, but whew, when you look at that kind of money, right, and I got maybe $5.32 in my wallet, right, so I'm just going to eat some leftovers for lunch and then go to work, right, you know, just kind of like, you know, it would be nice to have maybe 1/20th of his $72.7 billion. Wouldn't that be just nice? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Nightmares about your husband cheating. According to researchers from the University of Maryland, that they say you may be able to predict the future. And they are investigating the predictive values of dreams. They looked at 61 participants aged 17 to 42 who had been dating somebody for at least 6 months to keep a journal detailing their dream and relationship activity over a two-week period. The findings showed that images of jealousy and arguing trigger next day conflict between couples, while visions of infidelity resulted in reduced love or intimacy. All right, then, I guess, if you're less intimate, less nice to your partner after the dream, they may want to flee. So maybe dreams do predict something. I still have trouble believing that. I think you have power to cause the dream to happen. I just don't know if dreams predict the future. All right. When it came to sex dreams, volunteers. Oh, I don't want to talk about that one. All right. You know what? Let's go to break. I need to make this rated G for your all ears. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Aaron for working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This segment sponsored by Freeze Dry Guy. Phenomenal food. They have great May specials. Please go to my website to click on their link and check them out. Never too early to be prepared. Freeze Dry Guy, please check him out. So, you know, I really don't like to talk too much about reality TV because don't you hate it when somebody talks about a show that you don't watch, and so you really don't, you end up tuning out. But the only reason why I'm going to be bringing up this quick snippet on it is because it deals it directly with a lot of us business owners that now have our business out there on the internet, able for people to criticize and actually cause business to decrease coming to us, or possibly hurt our reputation to the point that we could go out of business. And this is a subject that I think really affects all of us, especially if you work for a company that could very easily be the brunt of some bad online reviews. Now, quickly here, for those of you that watch The Kitchen Nightmares, I only started watching it a couple weeks ago, and this one episode had basically this company out of Scottsdale, Arizona, named Amy's Baking Company. I believe the woman, I think, is Amy. I believe that's her name, and then her husband, Sammy. Anyway, they were getting a bad rap on online about some reviews. I guess she started answering them back, which she shouldn't do. So she starts answering them back, and I guess they were upset about, some of the, I guess people who ate there had problems with the food tasting and that it might not have been fresh, etc. And so what ended up happening is Amy, the owner, was really upset. She can't take criticism well. So she started answering back, etc. And they decide, you know what, let's get Chef Ramsay. Chef Ramsay could come. He could put our show on TV, which, by the way, is probably one of the biggest gifts that show could do. You know, giving you, putting you, out there for the world to see, and then people coming to you for business. I mean, it's a gift if you get to land being on a show like something like Kitchen Nightmares, etc. Bad publicity is still good publicity, except in this case. So anyway, he comes in, he tries to give it a makeover, and she actually shoots him down. They don't want to be helped. They don't tip the staff. They keep the tips. They lie about the food being fresh when it was frozen, etc. So anyway, Chef Ramsay leaves. And, you know, for those people that go, oh, maybe this is all fake, I don't know. I don't really know if that's fake. I mean, I really don't care because, like I say, this represents something that a lot of us are dealing with on a daily basis now with the social media and the whole internet world and the cybersphere we live in now. So the owner, after the TV show had aired, I think it was over the weekend, people start emailing or Yelping or Twittering or, blogging or rating. There's always these rating websites, and she answers back. And for some reason, she's cussing, etc. Well, it got to the point now where I guess they had to hire a publicist. I mean, this got really bad. And I guess the publicist makes them go online saying, basically, it looks like we've been hacked. And we apologize. Looks like somebody hacked our accounts. We would never say anything like that. Thank you for all your support. And I mean, we were talking about this lady or whoever was posting for them was basically telling them to F off and, just horrible stuff. So when one of you had emailed me about what to do with online criticism, there are certain associations that have, come up with some basic advice. You know, depending on what type of business you have, online critiques could just do absolutely nothing, or it could put you out of business. And you have somebody that hates you, an ex, current lover that's gone crazy, gone off their medications, a child that that's mad at you because you disowned them, or a customer that didn't like the fact that you didn't refund their money because they brought in a cricket, right, and thought they could get a free meal, they could go online and rip you to pieces. The good to the online type of critiques is our freedom of speech, being able to feel we can air our concerns, being able to feel like you as a consumer, your voice matters. You know, I've never filled out a complaint or I've never filled out any of these things online, but I could see how it makes somebody feel better. They get mad at a place and so then they write down their comments. But there's a psychology behind this that unfortunately can turn things more the negative end than the positive end. All right, first, positive. If you had a good experience at a restaurant, what do? Do you tell your friends that you like the restaurant? Yeah. Do you decide to go there again and maybe frequent it more often? Yes. Do you go online and say, I am going to go online. I'm going to hunt down all the review websites. I am going to go on the websites, and I am going to say I like the place. Usually not. I've never done that for any of my favorite restaurants. I haven't. Now, what if you dislike the place? Do you tell your friends? Yeah. Do you never go there again? Yeah. Do you usually go and badmouth them? No. No, not unless you really feel jaded. Or unless you think it's your job to educate the world. Now, you have some do-gooders that feel it's their job to educate the world and they'll go online, but there's not a lot of them. But you'll have other people that go, you know what? I just feel like giving people some trouble. I'm going to go online and say it. Now, okay, you see a rat or somebody gets food poisoning and you want to warn somebody. All right, I could see that. But just because, you know, you just get your kicks from, you know, hurting somebody. No, but people do that. Sometimes they're in a bad mood and it makes them feel good. But where the psychology also plays is when you make a complaint about something, people will rarely just complain about one thing, okay? So because they want to validate why they're complaining, they want to make an argument. So if there's a complaint, somebody won't just say, oh, my steak was bland, or my steak was overcooked, period, send rating. They won't do that. Psychologically, somebody's going to say, look, if I want somebody to believe me, I have to really make my point, especially in the negative. And I noticed that, you know, your positive compliments are great restaurant, great doctor, love the food, love the product, love the vitamin, love it. Boom. Okay, you know, you rarely get these big, long testimonials. But when someone's upset about one thing, they will pull everything from the ceiling to the room temperature to the, you know, so then what comes from my steak was overcooked to my steak was overcooked, we had a long line, the drink was watered down, the food server was rude, and you're looking at that and you're like, oh my gosh. How does this company stay in business? How could all of that happen? Now, yes, there are restaurants where that could happen. And I've waited tables and I've worked in restaurants, but not 10 out of 10 usually. That's rare. But unfortunately, those are the types of criticisms that go out there. Think about when you're having a fight. Like if I have a fight with my husband, you know, and now I'm mad. When it gets to the point, it takes a lot to get me mad. It does. I probably have a blowout with my husband once every 2 years. But when I do, it's not upset about that one thing. I will then bring up everything because I don't go to a gunfight with a tennis racket. I'd go to a gunfight with a machine gun. And so I will just, you know, your mother did this and you did this and then my mom did this and you agreed with my mother. You agreed with my mother? Are you sleeping with her? And you know, it just goes on and on and on. Okay, so anyway, that's just an example, right? Okay, and you just pull everything from the air to make that negative comment that you started with, you don't pay attention to me, appear valid. You're building your case. Like an attorney would. So the problem is here, you know, some of us are, you know, business owners and, you know, maybe somebody does write a good comment and they'll be nice. They'll want to be nice about it. They'll say, all right, Dr. John, he's a very nice doctor. He listened to me. And period. Then. Yet somebody doesn't like Dr. John. Dr. John charged me for a copay when I just came back for a blood pressure check. I don't know why he charged me for a copay. He's nickel and diming and he did this to my friend and he's all about the money. Which one are you going to read? So how do you deal with online, criticism and how do you protect your company? There's things to do and things not to do. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this one company, Amy's Baking Company, ended up hiring a publicist to deal with how to deal with all the Twitter reviews and all the attacks and the criticisms and the name-calling and the bad publicity they're getting for the restaurant as they're trying to still stay open. And they made some critical mistakes, because as people wrote negative feedback about them, they started to answer the feedback back. Well, publicist comes in and my guest tells them to pretend if you were hacked, pretend that your system was hacked, and you apologize and that you were hacked. You love all their support. You love their comments. That could be a start. Publicists are smart. They're good. So, I mean, worst case scenario, you're in a situation where your restaurant or business or your product is getting horrible reviews, sometimes it's worth getting a publicist. Now, according to this one association, it's called the Center for Association Leadership. They have some suggestions on how to handle online criticism. So they say be organized. They say don't wait until a crisis hits to have a crisis plan. When a reporter is on the phone, that's not the time to figure out when to resolve the crisis. You should have a crisis communication team already assembled. For example, your hospital should have that team, your company should, and usually they do. Somebody from public relations, somebody from human resources, etc. Once the news story hits, make sure they know about it. If you're an employee who, let's say, made the wrong, like let's say you're a doctor and you took out the wrong kidney, immediately tell your management team in that hospital, all right, so they can decide, you know, how to appropriately take the next steps, get the patient the right kidney, get them the help they need, etc., so that when this does break and hit the news, all right, you could already, you know, you could already then say, we've already, you know, done measures to try to correct or try to repair a lot of the damage that was done. I mean, you can't, how do you repair the damage from, you know, losing a kidney? But a hospital that takes out the wrong kidney, that could damage them for years. People not wanting to go to that hospital. Yes, it could have been the doctor's fault. It could have been the nurse's fault. But because the company is associated with it, they're screwed. So make sure you already have a team. You already have people in place. They also say think before carving your response in stone. Once you snap back, like Amy's Baking Company did online, now that's viral. People snap pictures of the post because they know things can be erased. What you say, picture's worth a thousand words, or a picture could go down in history, so can a digital image. So don't, you know, be very careful when you respond. That could be held against you, could be on a piece of paper, etc. Sometimes a one-on-one conversation with the person who's upset, the customer, not bad. They also recommend and urge that you honor your brand. So, for example, let's say you make iPads or some sort of tablet, all right, and you, you know, you have a money-back guarantee, okay, and somebody has a problem with the tablet. Okay, honor it. If your brand includes money back guarantee, stick with it. The last thing you want to do is be a liar where, you know, you offer a complete refund and then you don't do it. You have to honor the refund. Also make sure that your brand is available for comment. Of course, you got to make sure that comment is well thought out. You don't want to do like what Amy did, go blank yourselves or I'll come after you or whatever. You don't want that kind of a comment. But, you know, let's say somebody says that Dr. Smith's office contaminated people. Sometimes there being no comment, people will infer that as, wow, they're getting their lawyers ready. They don't know what to say. They're guilty. You know, and if you're innocent, sometimes a comment is extremely important to come out and say, although unfortunately now with social media, you're guilty until proven innocent. Remember that the media is watching, according to this one website. They say, don't forget that traditional media will tune into your social media sites when a crisis breaks, and they will use that information. Look at the Tsarnaev brothers with the Boston bombing. Facebook was one of the first places they went to because it's pretty personal. And then they say also another thing you could do is you could have a quote-unquote dark website that you could use as soon as a crisis comes on, where you could shut down your website, turn it over to the dark website, where you could then turn the site on and the organization can address the issue, deal with that issue, and feel like somebody has a place to go to. So, like, let's say there's a salmonella outbreak that happened. There's a restaurant in town in Las Vegas called Firefly. One of the locations... it's a phenomenal restaurant. I ate there even after news of the outbreak because I really like this restaurant and I trust them. But one of their locations had a salmonella outbreak. We think about 200 people were sickened. What was though very smart of the owner is he was extremely cooperative. He said, I want to get to the bottom of this too. Whatever I could do to help fix it, I am here. And because he did that, I went to one of his other restaurants. because I felt like he is going to be on top of it. Or now, you bet your butt, they're going to make sure this isn't going on with their other restaurants. So because of that smart move, he got business from me. So, you know, sometimes, you know, being right on top of things and vocal. Now, what you do, though, have to be careful with also is answering each and every response. Sometimes that's what these people want. All right. We have to make a distinction between valid complaints, valid criticisms, and people just mad that you sent them to collections, right? Because they wouldn't pay their bill and they wanted you to write off the bill. So now they want to get you. And those types of criticisms, I don't even like to answer them back. You know, I, of course, my doctor's office, everybody has online stuff that's posted, online critiques, online, etc. And how do you combat that? Well, one recommendation I suggest, and I haven't really done this yet because me being in the media, there's people there that really can't stand the fact that I dislike Obamacare. And so I have non-patients making comments about me. So I'm at the point where whoever wants to write anything about me, I mean, you can't. I mean, I'm not as popular as Rush Limbaugh, but I mean, Rush Limbaugh doesn't have time to deal with all the complaints. At that point, I mean, you could only do so much, especially when some of these aren't even patients. They just they're just mad that I don't like Pelosi, Obamacare, or whatever. Fine, no big deal. But let's say you got a doctor's office, there's these complaints, recruit your loyal patients. And your loyal patients that like you or your loyal customers that go to your restaurant, tell them, can you please review us online? All right. We can't do anything about the online sites. They're out there. They're popular. They sell advertising. It allows people to express their freedom of speech. God bless our country for being able to have freedom of speech. So they're not going anywhere. And in some respect, they shouldn't. But it's getting to the point where it's a free-for-all. And lies could hurt your business. And there's no way for there to be repercussion if it's a non-customer. Like, let's say your competition wants to hurt your business, so they could post things on you online. There's not a lot of protections out there because you could post anonymously. Yes, they could trace you by the IP address. So your job is to recruit your loyal customers. Hand them a handout. Say, look, if you did like the food, please rate us online. It's extremely important. And then recruit your good, loyal customers to put the ratings online. When somebody then goes and starts to read the ratings, yes, the bad ratings can stand out, but I think people will eventually be confused. Because you see restaurants saying this is the best food ever, it's fresh, I love it, that's wonderful. Then you have another person saying they use rotten food. And then you're thinking, well, where did they get that information? So I think eventually these online rating sites will self-destruct because people will realize that competition can write stuff about you. But until then, like I said, there's a right way and a wrong way to do things. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time, as well as Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. So don't forget to tune in at 10 a.m. tomorrow Pacific time, because we also have The Dr. Dahlia Show. I just don't take a day off. Sundays, I mean, I'm not at the office, I'm not on air, but I still work. I'm a workaholic. Now, American Airlines will allow travelers without carry-ons to board earlier. So if you just have a purse, if you just have a backpack, you could board online, or just, you could board easier, which is great for many of you that don't want to be in the A group or the B group or the C group or the D group, or, you know, you get your ticket and it says you're in row 7, right? And you're like, yay, I'm going to get to board early. I'll get to board first. And all of a sudden they go, all right, we're boarding rows 31 through 35 first. And you're like, come on. You know, because they want to board the back of the plane so then everybody could put their carry-ons. It's actually, I think, smarter to board the back of the plane first than the front of the plane, because then everybody taking their sweet old time with the with the carry-ons up above. Now that that space is smaller, you notice they made the carry-on space smaller so you could barely fit your carry-on. Now that fuel is so expensive, these airlines are doing that. So what they want to do as an added incentive is if you don't have a carry-on bag, you'll get to board the plane sooner. So if you check your bag, yes, it could cost. From what I understand, checking a bag could be $25 a bag. But if you check the bag at the gate, all right, and you want to board first, they say they'll do that for free for now. So, what does that mean? What does this have to do with anything? Okay, well, you know, what, for me, okay, to me, I like to recommend that my patients, all right, have everything they need on the plane, okay? I don't want their medicines being in the cargo cabin of the airplane because of temperature. I also don't want airbags to go to Hawaii when you're flying to L.A., and so you don't have your diabetic supplies, etc. So I usually tell my patients to take a list of stuff with them on the plane. So if you're going to be encouraged to not just kind of walk on with your purse, then, you know, I got to make sure that the list of stuff I tell you to bring, you know, like masks and cleaner for the, you know, tray table. Yeah, I've taught you guys about wiping those down, etc. Then I kind of have a list of supplies I need in that one little personal bag that you're going to carry. But airlines have definitely been changing, and it's a little frustrating for me. I usually go to the Talkers Convention every June in New York. I always go. Never miss. I've never missed one of those since I started radio. And flights are just too damn expensive. I can't afford it. This recession has hit us so bad, and it's a little frustrating, you know, so I look at ways that airlines are trying to save money, are trying to have you hopefully pack less so they spend less money on fuel, and to me it just seems like it's this vicious cycle of things getting worse and you becoming less comfortable monetary-wise, room-wise. You heard one of the planes, airlines, is going to try to introduce 4 more rows of seats. And they're going to scrunch seats and rows together and take out a foot of the bathroom, the lavatories. Well, those bathrooms are barely big enough now. And there's this whole anti-obesity type of feeling now when it comes to flying, right? People are recommending that obese people buy 2 seats. Because, again, they lose money. They could have, you know, 2 skinny people. And, you know, it's a shame. So you'll start to feel discriminated against. The bathroom's not big enough for you. The seats aren't big enough. The leg room isn't big enough for you. And it's getting to the point where people don't want to fly. And, it's just one of these vicious cycles. I live in an area where the gas prices have gone up, I think, 12 days straight or 15 days straight. Just things are not getting better. And I'd like it to. Now, I don't want to raise your blood pressure. But here's a story saying that cell phones have been linked to increased blood pressure. They say talking on a cell phone could increase your blood pressure by at least 8 points systolically and your bottom number diastolic 5 points. Researchers had basically looked at 94 patients with mild high blood pressure. They took 12 blood pressure readings at 1-minute intervals. The participants' average age was about 53 years old. They were seated in a comfortable armchair in a doctor's consulting room and were left alone after the first blood pressure reading was taken. Researchers phoned the patients at least 3 times and found that when the patient was on the phone or received a call, their blood pressure reading jumped from 120/177 to 129/82. Now, we talked about normal blood pressure is under 120/80. That's according to the American Heart Association. And researchers found, well, this is interesting. Let's say you get a lot of calls and your body's kind of immune to it. They proved that. They said people that got more than 30 calls a day seem to develop a form of immunity to the blood pressure spikes. All right. And so I think there is an argument that for those of us that are kind of used to stress, yeah, I think our blood pressure gets used to it, or we don't seem to feel the spikes as much. Sometimes, you know, you can't feel blood pressure, but some people think they do. And the spikes could be dangerous. We've talked about blood pressure spikes affecting your eyes, affecting your kidneys, affecting your heart. But what if cell phones do cause high blood pressure? Not because of radiation, but because of, ooh, I got a text. Oh, I have a phone call. Oh, I lost my cell phone. You know, maybe could that lead to stroke? Could that be leading to heart attack? And could we significantly decrease heart attack and stroke by cutting back on our phone use? I don't know. See, for me, I get calls all the time. When I'm on air, my phone is always ringing. But I just have it on vibrate, and it's on quiet, and I leave it alone. And if, you know, people don't realize I'm on air, then obviously they're not close enough to me where it's important enough to take the call. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, my kids' school, they know I'm on air. They know to call my husband. I mean, everybody who is close to our family or has some close association with our family or our business, they know I'm on air. So they're going to leave me alone. Then if somebody is calling, then I know that that's somebody that doesn't have a clue and they could wait. That's how I look at it. So it's not an emergency. Now, let's say you have a sick relative and the phone rings. Oh, how do you sleep? So that was one of our medical headlines. Also, fish oil can restore the brain after junk food. They say diets rich in omega-3s can reverse the damage caused by high fat. They say more than a decade of research has shown that high-fat diets can impact the brain by disrupting neurogenesis, which is a process that generates new nerve cells, neurogenesis, the generation of new neurons. But University of Liverpool researchers, according to Mail Online, have discovered that if you eat fish or foods rich in fish oil and the omega-3s, it can actually prevent brains from being damaged from high-fat food. Now, be very careful with this. That doesn't mean eat like crap and then stuff your face with fish oil. I get a little nervous about fish oil because of the, mercury. And I don't know how much mercury could be concentrated, unfortunately, in these. But I know fish has mercury too, but I feel like it's not as concentrated as in the fish oil. You know, these fish oil pills have been found to not really lower cholesterol. They're finding less and less evidence that it's helping the heart. But I think there's still a great effect that these fish oils have because of the placebo, because of the, I mean, somebody taking their fish oil has to at least once a day be thinking about their health and be thinking about their heart. So I like that, you know. And I know some people go, no, I just pop my pills without thinking. Nah, you still look at them. You still do. So somebody active, like, you know, that have to actively go to, you know, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday little medication pill box. I mean, they do have to actively think about their health. So, you know, but if fish oil does reverse harmful effects of fat, I'm excited. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow, same place. Y'all be safe. God bless.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch and your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.